On this episode of Acoustic Tuesday, I'm going to share with you a thumb pick that is smooth as butter. I finally get to go electric, and yes, we're going to talk heavy metal, but not quite in the way that you might think. The dart battle wages on, and you get a glimpse into our world tour. Yes, a true world tour. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 8. I'm pumped you're here, and of course, it would not be Acoustic Tuesday if it weren't for my guitar geek items and, of course, being joined by Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first, and Levi Coila, the man with a technical plan. Welcome and good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Levi.
You guys are over here. Hey, guys. I was thrown off because Levi got a brand new jacket, and he wore it this morning, and he hung it in a fashion that is facing me. It's got a dragon eagle on the back. It's a pretty stunning piece of fashion. I think his wife got it for him. But it's truly remarkable. And I'm absolutely jacked this morning because I have five guitar geek items that I think you're totally going to love, and some surprising stuff as well. But before I get into my list for this week, we got to do a trivia question because I love trivia. I used to play Trivial Pursuit when I was a kid. I never got anything right, but I still loved it. I loved getting pie pieces. They were few and far between. But here's your trivia question for the day. Let me read it to you. What small bench luthier / guitar company is most associated with acoustic guitar icon Doc Watson? One more time. What small bench luthier / guitar company is most associated with acoustic guitar icon Doc Watson? Go ahead and ponder that while I dive into my guitar geek list for this week. Starting at number 5, a thumb pick that you absolutely need to be aware of. It is the Dunlop Zookies thumb pick. These thumb picks are little buggers. They don't look too intimidating, but they can truly, truly clean up your finger picking, and your thumb picking, of course, because they are thumb pick. But what I love about the Zookies is this. Well, first, let me back up. A traditional straight blade thumb pick is fine. I've used those and still use those in certain situations. I think they're fantastic and they work great. But there's a squeak and almost a scrape that is associated with them, or at least I get that on a lot of my guitars. Because the blade angle is flat, it kind of scrapes that front edge against the strings and gets some unwanted noise, if you will. Well, the Zookies takes care of that. The Dunlop Zookies thumb pick has an angled blade. You can get it in a 10 degree, 20 degree, or 30 degree angle. And what it does is, as it's on your thumb, it really allows the pick blade to approach the strings perfectly perpendicular so that you don't get that scrape. You can maintain natural hand position, you get a nice smooth attack, a nice smooth release, and really these little thumb picks change the way that I use thumb and finger picks. I can't even tell you how awesome I think they are. I found them, I was surfing Jerry Douglas's gear list on his website, and I saw that he used these, and I thought to myself, as I think to myself often, well, if Jerry uses these, this must be his secret, and if I get these thumb picks, I'll play just like Jerry Douglas, which is not true. These will not allow you to play just like Jerry Douglas, but they certainly will clean up your thumb approach, especially if you use a thumb pick. I personally like the M20, which is a medium size and a 20 degree angle, but there's a lot of different options to pick from. There's large, a medium, and then again, a 10, 20, or 30 degree angle. So that's a thumb pick, what would we call that? A thumb pick, I was trying to think of another T word, but I'm drawing a blank. It's just not happening. A thumb pick theory. That's a thumb pick theory. Thanks.
Yeah. Good one.
I had to dig deep for that one. Which brings me to acoustic guitar geek item number 4. I finally got to go electric. You guys know me as an acoustic guitar player, and I still am and always will be. I had a chance to review the Mesa Boogie Rosette 300 amp. This amp, I gotta be honest, I was really skeptical. I wasn't sure what to expect. I wasn't sure what I was even getting into. Because this is Mesa's first foray into the acoustic realm, they have a plethora of options for the electric guitar player, the electric bass player, they have pedals, you name it. But an acoustic amp, I gotta say, my ears kind of perked up a little bit and I was curious. But upon plugging it in, I was really, really kind of blown away with the sound produced. Now, granted, it took me a while to dial in the tone that I wanted, but the amp is very powerful. It's almost like looking at an EQ strip on a soundboard. It's really powerful in terms of its tone shaping. I released a review last week, and I wanted to show you a clip here. You get to hear it. It's a little tune that I performed. It's called Santa Cruz by David Quayle. It's an awesome tune, and you can hear it on the Mesa 300, the Mesa Rosette 300 amp. Here it is. Not only does Mesa make the Rosette 300 2x8 amp, they also make the Rosette DI, which is great for live gigs. I've actually included it in my live rig. I tried it out on two different gigs, and I gotta be honest, I was totally blown away with that. And that review is coming soon, so make sure to check that out. It's not often that I do amp reviews, but this one was such a wave maker. I felt the need to share it with you guys. I really think it's something you should check out and spend some time with. It takes some time to dial in your tone, but the tone that you dial in is well worth it, and the options are there for you. So we have, I've got a lot of guitar geekiness. I've got a very interesting story about a resonator guitar, and of course the world tour, which I'm happy we made it back in time to do today's show. But I have to get to acoustic guitar geek item number three, and that is what I'm listening to this week. Now, let me preface this with, I'm a complete sucker for male and female folk duos, especially when they infuse their music with rich and powerful harmonies, the kind that make you weak in the knees, the kind that make you just kind of tremble because they're so beautiful. And the Honey Dew Drops have just that. This particular duo they are outstanding. Their instrumentation is vast. They do a mandolin and a guitar, two guitars, and they also do old-time banjo and guitar. In fact, that's the selection that I have to share with you today. So go ahead and check out the Honey Dew Drops. This is one of my favorite tunes and one that I think you'll really dig. The Honey Dew Drops. Now, the album that I'm currently digging from them is their, I believe it's their, not their most recent release, but their second most recent release, called Silver Lining. I believe it was released in 2012. It's a fantastic album front to back. And there's one thing that I want to note, and this is what drew me to this particular duo, the Honey Dew Drops. I love the way that she has this control over her voice, that it's like on the verge of a crack. Noah, what do you know what that's called? Is there a term?
Not really a technical term.
Okay.
To my knowledge, it's a style.
Okay.
And I would also say that it's unique to, you know, each person's voice.
Yeah.
Like not everybody can do that.
Yeah. I it's just something that I think she has awesome control over. And every time I hear that, I'm just kind of like, it just hits me right where it counts. That's the Honey Dew Drops. I hope you enjoy them. There's going to be a link for their album and and a video by them down in the description below, as will there be links for everything that I mentioned in today's show if you want to do a deep dive into any of that. Now, I've got I've got tons of stuff left. The darts, the quiz. I've got item number one, which you're going to need to see. But first, I want to take a second and do a little bit of celebration of some small wins with Noah here. So, Noah, shall we?
We shall.
All right.
Andrew, I recently was able to play and sing Good Riddance, Time of Your Life by Green Day. I had to put the whole song into strumming to stay consistent with the rhythm. It's a really fun song to play overall.
That's fantastic. That's a great small win, and actually my graduation song. Class of 2001, Mankato
really?
West Scarlets.
Yeah. That was your graduation song?
That was my graduation song.
I graduated in 99. Guess what mine was?
The party like it's 1999?
Yeah. Yep. Correct. And I think Levi, his must have been like one of BBB's Big Bill Brunzi songs for his graduation.
Man, I have no idea. I'll have to check on that.
All right. LWP Music. Small win. I've been practicing with purpose recently.
Nice.
Thanks to Tony's suggestion. And I've seen dramatic improvement in not only my technique, but also my overall desire to pick up the guitar. Actually, he writes in, it's actually a huge win. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Nice job.
And Dan, small win. Thanks to your trivia question from last week's episode, I now can correctly pronounce Diodario.
Fantastic.
Okay, it's a very small win. Great show, though, and fun to watch.
Awesome.
There's our small wins for today.
Well, fantastic.
Tony.
Thank you, Noah, and thank you, everybody, for leaving small wins. If you would like your small win featured on an Acoustic Tuesday show, in the comments below, go ahead and put a hashtag, small win, and then type whatever your small win may be. It could be seeing an awesome concert. It could be changing your strings for the first time. It could be, you know, it could be getting a new guitar. I mean, I totally approve of all guitar purchases. In fact, I've got a couple in the works right now. I'll share those on later shows, though. Let's get back into the acoustic guitar geekiness. And that brings me to item number two. Now, Mule Resophonic Guitars may not be a household name as of yet, but I think they will be. I think they may. Matt and the folks at Mule make such phenomenal resophonic guitars. And just recently, I stumbled on a video of Charlie Parr, who I featured in the show before, receiving delivery of his second Mule resonator guitar. It's a steel body resonator, and inside is actually it's a tri-cone resonator, but it looks like a single cone body. It's really cool. I think it's modeled after a national guitar from 27. I want to say that's accurate. I'm not 100% on that, but the video that I stumbled upon was kind of the birth of Charlie's Mule resonator guitar. You can see all the work that goes into making a steel resonator guitar, and I got to be honest, it's a far cry from the woodworking that happens for an acoustic guitar, because there's sparks and there's welding and there's just beautiful. It's the workmanship is beautiful. It's a dance, if you will. And I want to give two thumbs up to Matt and his crew at Mule Resophonic Guitars. I want to say hi to them and also thank them. A while ago, I was able to do a review of a Mule Resophonic guitar. And it's one of those cool things, because usually with smaller shops, I never bank on being able to get a guitar from them to review, because they don't make that many guitars. But Matt he jumped right on board and sent a guitar out, so I was able to review that. And of course, the connection with Charlie is really cool, because I had Charlie featured his album on an Acoustic Tuesday show, And I had a chance to interview him, which was just a total delight. And there's going to be links to both the Mule Resophonic review and the Charlie Parr interview down below. If you haven't caught those, please check them out. I think you'll really, really dig them. So that is Acoustic Guitar Geek item number two. I still have to share with you guys about our world tour and the shenanigans that happened on it. I'm excited to show you that. But first, Noah.
Tony.
We've got to settle some business.
Oh, right. Sorry. I'm not even thinking about it because I feel like I'm already drinking the scotch that you're going to get for me.
You have a comfortable lead.
I do.
Yeah, you do. Well, I'd like to play darts with you, Noah. Tell, will you please inform everybody what the dart game is all about and how it works?
Well, it's really just a lot of fun, right? but here are the stakes. You are a bourbon guy. I'm a scotch man. And if I win, you have to buy a bottle of scotch for me that we both then get to share together talk about. If you win, then I have to buy a bottle of bourbon for you that we will share together and talk about.
Now, last round or last battle, I was able to enjoy the bourbon, which I very much appreciated, and it was delicious. It was fun to share it with you. This round, the score is as you mentioned, currently 26 in Noah. 26. Noah has 26. I have 6. There's a 20-point differential.
Correct.
Well, you know, with that being said, Noah, I think let's play some darts.
Okay, Noah, it is time to take your shot.
What is that?
Is that an 8?
That is a triple 8.
A triple 8?
Triple 8.
What is that, 24? Okay.
It is.
Fine.
Yes, that is a triple 8. Wasn't what I was going for, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
That's 24.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
Tony, take your shot. Oh my gosh. I love it.
So it's 50 to 6 currently. We have 1 week left. For those of you who did not see that, I missed the board. I missed the point area of the board. So I'm really going to have to pull a miracle. But I would like to say that I believe I missed, and my form was off because I did hot yoga this morning at like 5. Mm-hmm. A.M.
That's what it was, yeah.
And I'm obviously fatigued.
And me, I just got up and got like a big old cinnamon roll and like chocolate milk. And I nailed that triple eight.
So, yeah, again, Noah hit a triple eight. I missed the board entirely. So the score is currently 50 to 6 in Noah's favor. That was not intentional. My arm is sore because of what pose are we doing? It's probably the warrior, one or two. But that's a whole nother story. So we have acoustic guitar item one on deck. I also have the answer to your trivia question. And of course, I'm going to give you a sneak peek into next week because I'm excited for that episode as well.
That rhymes.
Yeah, sneak peek into next
nice
week.
Work.
Yeah, I was a rapper in previous lives. So acoustic guitar item number one. This is the one you've been waiting for. Our world tour. Actually, it wasn't our world tour, but we kind of went on a world tour. So Bob Taylor on Earth Day released a video that announced he was going on a world tour, but he was filming the entire thing. He went to places like Guatemala, Scotland, Vietnam, Cameroon. He went all over the world, literally. We're talking Globetrotter style here. And Levi, Noah, and myself sat down and watched this video series. So in essence, we were like on a world tour. We were close. But truly, Bob did a great job of making these videos educational. For a guitar geek, it is amazing. It's like fuel to the guitar geek fire because you get a glimpse into where the raw materials for the instruments that we love so much come from. And Bob Taylor is a huge champion of sustainability and responsible forestry, and that was the whole intent of this trip, was to go find responsible forestry and places that were had their eyes on the future, not necessarily just getting as much wood as possible and using it for guitars and other things. These people have a great reverence for what's available now and what will be available in the future. But I'll let Bob do the introducing to the series. So here's a quick video clip that Bob made.
Hey, Bob Taylor here, and happy Earth Day, really. You know, last year I was talking about Ebony during Earth Day. This time, I'm going to be gone. And where I'm going is round the world. We start in San Diego and we head to Guatemala and up to Ireland, all the way across Africa, stopping in Cameroon. We go across the Maldives and then we end up in Vietnam, Malaysia, Fiji, Hawaii, Washington, back to San Diego. I'm going on a learning tour. So we're at this point in history where if we don't plant wood, we're not going to have guitar woods in the future. And you know, I've been talking about this for a really long time. We've got to stop with the foraging, we've got to stop with the mining, and we got to plant. You're probably aware that we're planting ebony, we're planting koa, and with a colleague, we're planting maple. Around the world, there's some really great forestry programs that we know about and that we've learned about. So this is an educational trip. We're going to see some fantastic operations that people have spent their life doing. Why are we doing this? We want to learn. We want to learn what they know. We want to be inspired. We want to see, gosh, what does it look like when you plant a tropical forest out of a denuded area 30 or 40 years later? I see something like that myself and I think, man, I could do that. And we want to do that. We're going to be dropping some killer videos onto our site along the way where you'll be able to join in with us, see what these places actually look like. I'm going to try and take you there video-wise. So 7 of us are off, and we're going to report back to you what we're learning along the way.
So there you have it, Bob Taylor introducing his world tour. So the good news is not only did Levi, Noah, and I go on a world tour with Bob, you can as well. The link for the entire playlist will be available in the description below. So go ahead and do yourself a favor. In the evening, just go ahead and check out that playlist. It's really enlightening, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. To be able to understand what goes into the raw materials is pretty amazing, and I encourage all guitar geeks to please check it out. Now, I want to hear what you think about the Acoustic Tuesday show. What'd you love about it? What was a new discovery that you made? Go ahead and please leave your comments below. And of course, if you have an acoustic guitar geek item that you want to share, do it in the comments as well. I've been loving the comments that everybody's been leaving. It's been really fun to interact, and I just really appreciate it. And speaking of comments, I think Noah has some that he wishes to share from last week's episode.
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
All right, couple shout outs to those who tuned in last week. We got G. David Lawrence, Luca, Dan, Michael, One Ton Tex, Mark, Jammy Billy, Eric, and more. And now on to the comments from last week's episode. T.A.R. Says, huh, I hear the Scotch train coming down the track. Just throw that there.
Further affirm today's performance.
Correct.
Yeah. He had no idea what was about to happen.
He had no idea, but they could feel it. I could feel the support.
I think the train just hit.
Like a freight train. Paducah Fish Fan says, I grew up in Western Kentucky and later moved to Nashville. I visited this shop, referring to, I believe, Acoustic Vibes.
Is that correct? Probably Carter Vintage.
Okay, Carter Vintage. All right, I visited the shop in January with a friend. Have to say, hands down, it is one of the nicest guitar stores I've ever been to.
It was Acoustic Vibes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. The selection is amazing. The playing areas are spacious, and the staff is top-notch.
Awesome.
If you're a guitar geek, this should be on your bucket list.
Fantastic.
All right, and Michael says, Tony, I don't usually get to watch during the Tuesday broadcast. Thanks for sharing your guitar geekiness with us. I love the show, absolutely love the TAC lessons, and I love your and the TAC wizard's goofy sense of humor.
Well, thank you for the comments. I appreciate it.
That's it?
That's it. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you, Noah, and thank you again, everybody, for leaving those kind comments. That was a cool thumbs up for Acoustic Vibes, which we featured last week in episode 7 of Acoustic Tuesday. So if you missed that, please check that out. It's a killer store that you want to be aware of, believe me. So that brings us to the trivia question of the day, which, again, just to recap, what small bench luthier / guitar company is most associated with the acoustic guitar icon Doc Watson? And the answer, if you were thinking to yourself, that's Gallagher Guitars. out of Wartrace, Tennessee. You are absolutely correct. Gallagher Guitars actually has a Doc Watson model, but prior to that, Doc played Gallagher guitars, and the first one that he got is an interesting way that he got it. The fellow that owns Gallagher Guitars saw Doc at a festival, had him play this guitar that had a crack in the side. Doc loved it so much, he said, "I'd love to play this guitar." The owner said, "I'm really not comfortable with a cracked guitar being out in the world, so I'll go ahead and make you one." But Doc loved that one, so that was the whole start of the relationship, and then it moved on to, of course, the Doc Watson signature model. So Gallagher Guitars, great guitar company down in Wartrace, Tennessee. So that almost wraps up today's Acoustic Tuesday show. Episode 8 is almost in the books, but let's go ahead and look in the future. Let's see what's going to happen next week on Acoustic Tuesday. You're going to get a look into the foundation of my live gig rig, something that you're not going to want to miss. You're going to need to know about. I also have a lead on some flat picking fuel that will make you play more notes in less time. You're going to need to check this out. It's I think you'll find it pretty surprising. And I'm going to actually share with you an acoustic accessory sorcerer. Yes, a wizard of acoustic accessories of sorts. And of course, the final round of the dart battle will commence on next week's episode of Acoustic Tuesday. I want to thank you for sharing your time with us today. Thank you for being a guitar geek. Don't forget you can check out Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and soon an iTunes podcast. And of course, please tell your friends. The more guitar geeks we gather here together, the better it is, the more geekiness that can occur. So from all of us here at TAC headquarters, thank you so much and have the best guitar-infused week you possibly can. Thanks so much, and I'll see you next Tuesday. Cheers. Coming for